go to Walmart, the devil is there.
Come on.
You can go to work, the devil is there. I gotta say it, I don't need no home, but you can go home. Say the devil is there. I wonder why we don't complain about the devil being home, the devil being at Walmart, the devil being at work, but when it comes to church, we complain about the devil being in church. If you don't like the devil in church, you're not liking at home. If you don't like the devil being at home, you're not liking at work, because you can't sleep with the devil on. I'm going to say it like this, I'm going to say it like this. You can't fraternize with the devil. Is that all right? You can't fraternize with the devil outside the church and then complain about the devil being in the church. Because the thing that I've learned is the devil has to come in with somebody. Somebody has to bring him in. And if I don't bring him in, he can't come in. Can I get some help up in here? He can only come in because we bring him in. Are y'all all right with me?
Oh, yeah.
You cannot invest into a mind that refuses to change.
That's right.
Because what you invest in them will leak through the crevices of their mind.
Yeah.
You can't invest in a mind that won't change. You won't change. You need to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you have a mind to change?
You have a mind to change.
If not shine as a whole, as a body, if we're going to pick up from where we left yesterday, there has to be a change of mind.
Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Amen. Yes.
If ministry will be what God not called, but what God would have it to be, there has to be a change of mind.
Yeah.
Because when you change your mind, you change your perspective.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You when the mind is changed, when the mind is changed, the outlook changes. You don't see things the way you used to see them because I had a changed mind. Some of us can't get the blessing that God wants for us, has for us, because he says your mind is tied up.
Yes,
if you ever get your mind free, will fall into place.
Yeah.
You need to touch yourself on the head and say, I need to free my mind, free my mind, free my mind.
Real Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
You can get your mind out.
Yes.
You can get your mind out. When you can get your mind straight, you don't have time for pettiness.
No.
You don't have time. You don't have time for strife. You don't have time for unforgiveness. If you don't have time for malice, you don't have time for confusion. You don't have time for finger pointing. If you get your mind balanced.
Yes. Yes.
The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always.
Yes.
And again, I say rejoice.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to rejoice because I'm sitting beside somebody who have hurt me. I'm sitting beside somebody who have never said I'm sorry. I'm saying, baby, you are wasting your time when you don't rejoice in the Lord. You need to wake up every day. I don't care what they've done, what they've said. I don't care how they've said. You need to wake up every day with a mindset that I'm going to praise the Lord anyhow. I'm going to rejoice that this is a day that the Lord has made. I'm not. You are wasting your time when you decide not to do ministry, when you decide not to rejoice because you're waiting on somebody to say, I'm sorry. You are wasting your life waiting on folk that have done stuff to you, because the reality is, God hit me on the head with this message just not long ago. He said, why are you waiting on folk who are being controlled by the devil to tell you that they're sorry for doing some stuff? You don't expect the devil to say, I'm sorry, because at the end of the day, the devil will justify what they've done. You need to get up and move on and let me handle it. Stop this stuff. To say that I'm sorry. Stop waiting on folk to bless you when they want to curse you. Let me tell you something. The other day, I'm curious. I've always been a curious type person. I always ask questions. Why? Lord knows I got a whole lot of whys up in every hill. Y'all wait now, because me and him will have to take about 20 years. Because I got a whole lot of why. Jesus, why? But at the end of the day, you better, because some stuff he just won't answer for me right now. But at the end of the day, I was looking at television, and huge machinery, if you will, fascinating. I get caught up in huge machinery, and to make a long story short, I tuned into a channel, and there's this huge ship in the back. I think it was just by Royal Caribbean. I think it was just made. It's the biggest ship that they've made. And so I began to look at it. It was talking about the different features and all. And it was talking about the different features and the whole nine yards. And as the ship began to sail, I thought about something that I needed to put on Facebook. And this is the thought that the Lord gave me. I noticed the ship was sailing through the water, all through the water, on top of the water. It made no difference. It was just as beautiful sailing through the water. It came to me. The ship will float. It will sail through the water as long as the water don't get in the boat.
Come on. That's it.
Come on. Because I thought, sister, I thought to myself, wait a minute. It doesn't matter how beautiful it is.
Right.
It doesn't matter about the different elements and the features that it holds. If the water on the outside get inside,
that's it.
It's gonna mess up everything. Can I tell you something? You got to stop letting folk pull holes in your boat and sink you. You got to float. You got to go through life, understanding that God is the head of your life. And I don't care what anybody does. You got to keep focused. The Bible says, "Set your affections upon the Lord." And if you set your affections upon the Lord, I don't care how everything around you is looking crazy and chaotic, it won't get into you as long as you keep your focus where I want to be. You can sit by the devil, you can pray with the devil, you can do that. As long as it don't get into you, you're all right. You can shout all day long as long as you don't allow the mess to get in your life. The touch of the neighbor as they kick the knife. Paul says, and I'm almost done, Paul says, "I beseech you, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." And he says this, "Be not conformed to this world." This word conform comes from a Greek word, metamorpho, from where we get our English word, metamorphosis. Paul said, you can have a metamorphosis in your mind. I want you to know something. Day from day doesn't change who you are, because tomorrow will be the same stuff as today if your mind doesn't change. In order for tomorrow to be different, the mind got to change. You can't wait till the clock strike midnight and talk about today is going to be a better day, because if you're the same person doing the same stuff, acting the same way, the day going to still be the same. The only time they change is when you change your mindset. When you change your mindset, everything around you begins to change. You've got to look at things differently. The reason why we come to church and sing and preach and pray and go home to the same foolishness is because we got the same mindset.
Amen.
When you change your mind, life changes. Life changes. Woe unto you if you waste another day with the same mentality. While someone is in the hospital wishing that they had the opportunity that you and I are now enjoying. You better step into this moment. You can't wait till tomorrow. You can't wait till this evening. You got to step into this moment with a different mindset. You got to step into this moment saying that we now sign are going to be the greatest church on earth that God calls us. But where does it start? It starts in my mind.
Yes.
It starts in my mind. Move ministry along. Move ministries around. Put people here. Put people there. But if the mind is still the same, all you've done was switch places.
Yes, right.
But everything is the same.
Yeah.
You got to change the look. is your perspective by changing the mind.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you something that my father, Lorenzo, your grandfather, shared with me when I was growing up. I didn't quite understand it, but Father would always say, he would say, Larry, he says, movement doesn't necessarily mean progress. He would say to me, don't you get movement confused with progress.
Right.
Hey, Lord, what in the world is he talking about? He would say to me this, Deacon Bishop, do not confuse movement with progress. So to keep him, Lorenzo, from going to nowhere, I just would say nothing. And just say, well, okay, I would say to him, I'm thinking, okay, whatever. And then one day when I was getting older, he would say it again. He would say it again. He said about school and when I graduated, and he says, look here, he says, you got to be progressive. He says, you got to do some things. You got to make sure you got goals and aspirations. You got to have them. You got to get up in the morning with a vision. You can't lay down and sleep till 12 o'clock in the afternoon. No. He said, that's why daddy did not allow us to sleep in our beds until 9, 10 o'clock. Not before. He would say, you're too fast for her. You were walking with those big old 12 through the house, and what are you still doing laying in the bed at 8 in the morning? I'm saying 8 in the morning. He would get up. Now, sometimes the sister was able to lay a little bit longer, but as far as the boys get up, he would say, there was something that needed to be done. Dad would say, no boy got no business laying in no pot. He pulled this little thing. I thought it was a trick, but it made a lot of sense. Watch this. We're gonna be done. Come on.
Dead.
Stand aside. Let's run in place. Let's run. Let's jog. Come on, go fast. Come on, go fast. Now I want you to know something, brothers and sisters. Me and my son, we're moving.
Yeah.
But there was no progress.
That's right.
Don't you my son that you're never going to go anywhere. You got to change. We got to change that mindset by saying, we are going where Jesus will have us to go. We're going. We're going. We're going. We're going. All of us, we're going. If you can get your mind out. I was thinking, when a woman gives birth to a child, unless there is a serious problem. Now, y'all help me, those of you who haven't had children. I just have to take a minute to make sure that my mind stays straight. All right, all right. Because I told you I was going to do better. When a mother gives birth, not mom, when a mother gives birth to a child, unless there is a serious problem, the first thing that comes out is the head.
All right.
Why, God? Because God says, if you get your head out, is tying up your mind.
Yeah.
Because if he can tie your mind,
yeah.
He can cause sickness in the body.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
if he can tie your mind up,